government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence of Prince, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this September the 21st on the West Coast, now September the 22nd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and want to thank people that enjoyed the show last night. Hopefully you're going to connect with tonight's show. Boy, there seems to be a lot of plagiarism going on. And I brought attention to this fact back in August. I am the show tonight, by the way. There is no guest. I am my own guest. And I'm going to talk about a variety of different things. And certainly I'm going to talk about my own research and the plagiarism of my research and my disappointment with those that regularly claim to tune into this show who are falling head over heels over regurgitated versions of my original research. And tonight I'm going to reference the serial article that was primarily, but not exclusively, published in the Idaho Observer, beginning in 2008, during the presidential campaign. I did two parts on John McCain and his bogus American lineage, totally fictional. All the accounts of him being born in America were false, were nothing but lies, and I did the genealogy on his family. If you haven't read the article, please read it before you send me emails from other journalists who are literally lifting the words and the photographs and the photographic analyses and the photos that I have edited for the purpose of you being able to see why these are CIA compilations. And for those of you who don't understand what the word compilation means, it means a photograph that consists of various elements taken from other photographs and all assembled in one, much like you would the pieces of 20 different jigsaw puzzles, trying to make them fit into a new jigsaw puzzle. That's plagiarism. That's copyright infringement. And certainly mind games are being played on you when old news comes out month after month after month after month, repeated. There's a pattern to this. When the photographs that I have published on my site, and I give credit where I'm able to find what the source of a photo is, but do you honestly think the CIA is going to tell you, hey, this is a CIA composite, give the credit to the following agents, and here are their aliases, and here are these are the places where they were. They're not going to tell you that. So the credits appear on the Internet. They appear on TV, too, or I should say the photographs, not the credits. They don't want you to know who compiled these things because they're all fabrications. You have a picture of a kid that they're saying is Barack Obama at age 6 or 7 or 9 or 10, and you don't know what he looked like then. In fact, how is it that a chubby kid suddenly becomes very skinny? Or a chubby kid is shape-shifting, and they purposely edit out the parts of the photograph so you can't see the shape-shifting that's occurring. You should be asking yourself those questions. Or why is it that a baby's head is almost the size of a fully grown adult? And why is the only picture of a family in Indonesia a total compilation? You have to ask yourself these questions. I asked these questions. I went down the rabbit hole. I did the research. I analyzed these photographs, and I did it in a way where I presented to you what is phony, what is fictitious, what is fraudulent about these photographs. And a journalist by the name of Wayne Madsen comes out with a regurgitation of my research, lifting the actual edited photographs. These photographs are edited on my site for the purpose of forensic examination, with an explanation to that effect. Not only does he not tell you where he got the photo, who did the editing, and why it was edited. Now, I'm not claiming that that's an original photograph or it represents the truth. What I'm showing you is I can show you how the photograph is fraudulent. And I describe the means through which I did that. Suddenly, and I'm going to sound for a moment like I'm digressing. And in a way I am, but it's for the purpose of showing you. Suddenly, there seems to be this great interest in my research regarding George H.W. Bush, and that all these people are on my side. My research is just absolutely wonderful, and it's a breath of fresh air, and they're really supporting me. They're standing behind me. How are they doing that? All of a sudden, I'm getting 50 emails a day from these operatives, these disinformation agents that want to sidle up to me and pretend like they're friendly to me. It's obvious that there's a multidimensional sting going on. Somebody's trying to set me up. Well, George H.W. Bush is likely losing what little bit of power he wields behind the scene with his criminal organization. Whether you want to talk about reptilians or you want to talk about neo-Nazis or the old-time Nazis of World War II and all the infiltrators of this government, the criminals that ran the CIA, which he was a part of. And then they're using the names of other otherwise credible people, using email addresses that are linked to IP addresses that have 72 different organizations attached to the same IP address. That can only be in a black ops intelligence agency. Where's their intelligence? It's just black ops. It's a black ops agency that's putting that out. But the reason I draw attention to that is because it's obvious somebody's behind the scenes. Alex Jones cares not for my research, but when Wayne Madsen plagiarizes my research, he's got his bullhorn there and letting everybody know. And then there's this anomaly of Alex Jones, foreign journalists. He's got all these young kids allegedly in Great Britain writing articles. What do kids in Great Britain know about what's going on in the intel world in the United States, in the CIA, or in the FBI, or the NSA, or the DIA, the DEA? What do they know about that in England? 26-year-old kid or 22-year-old kid. What do they know? What kind of connections do they have that they would put this stuff out? And Alex Jones would be jumping all over it. And these things are posted on Infowars.com. I should sue. If I thought it was going to mean something, I would sue. And I just might determine that it would mean something. So Alex Jones is posting plagiarized material, copyright infringed material, both of the Idaho Observer and myself. It's posted on my articles, the dates. And actually, some of the stuff has been out for over 2 years. And it's been released in a series, 3 exposés on Barack Obama. The guys in Washington, folks, add 1 and 1, see if you get 2. He's obviously working with intel agency. Somebody's approached him, or he's a member of the agency. I can only come to that conclusion, despite the fact that I'm being accused of the same thing, you see. So how do you counter someone that puts out the truth? And they want to discredit me, and they've done this before. They did this with Rumor Mill News. They did this with 4winds10.com, the same thing. People plagiarizing my material and taking credit for it and not attributing the research to myself. Oh, he's a great journalist, a great researcher. He needs to be applauded for his great work. Well, I've got a copy of the email that somebody sent me. They failed to mention that when you alter the drive, and I've mentioned this on a past show, when you alter the drive, the exposure level of some of these pictures that were posted on places like Huffington Post and just general internet sites, Barack Obama Sr., the guy that's alleged to be Barack Obama Jr.'s father, turns into a white man, and the other black people in the photograph become darker. Isn't that a strange anomaly? How does that happen? Well, it happens because these photographs are layered. And so one image in the photograph, because it's a compilation, one image is going to drastically change before another one. Even certain aspects of that same photograph, the Hawaii send-off, where he's got about 20 leis around his neck, and the people standing in the picture look like people at a bus stop, some of them actually floating in the air, because the proportionately they cannot be in this photograph. And the fact that someone used a flash unit when they took the photograph, and no one's casting any shadows. Or to use the Dunham family photo that I used, where Stanley Ann is wearing a dress, a school uniform that has the letters NDJ, and there's a outright copyright infringement of the information there and the analysis, but nothing attributed to me. They actually used the edited photo, and with no explanation for why they used that photograph, because in the original photograph, you can't see the shadows moving in different directions. You can't even see that there are shadows, per se, in the original published photograph. They took my photograph, and they edited it slightly, but it's very, very similar, because there are things appearing in my version of the photograph that don't show up in the original one. It's a compilation, folks. It's not a genuine photograph. It was made to try to establish that this was a family. They were spies. I'm the one that brought that out. No other journalist brought that out. I am the one. But Wayne Mattson is supposedly going through all kinds of CIA files. Yeah, right. The only person who would be letting him do that is George H.W. Bush. Do you trust that guy, the guy that made the call for the New World Order in front of the United Nations? You trust that guy, the guy that's behind all the bank skimming and the offshore accounts, the theft of the gold, and the murder of millions of people, along with his son and their cohort, not to mention what they did in World War II. This is just recent, the Persian Gulf stuff. Do you trust a person like that? It's amazing. It's amazing that this stuff, which is an obvious infringement on my journalistic endeavors, is being credited to somebody like that. Now, am I jealous of that? No. But don't send me my own work rehashed and regurgitated from somebody else, really, because that is the ultimate insult. And it shows your ignorance and your stupidity. And it shows that you're a sucker for any psyop that they throw at you. Those of you who profess to be behind my research or behind my radio show, you're not. I can only come to the conclusion that you're not. You're in la-la land somewhere. And the fact that this wasn't sent out in an email originally to anyone. It was published in a newspaper and posted on my own website. And it's still there on my website. You can actually see the email, which has got, I don't know, 50 or 100 different addresses on it of people I don't know. And my name is misspelled in the email to me. It's incredible. It really is. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe that's what I should expect from a Dancing with the Stars, American Idol type of listening audience. But, you know, I can't understand why people will celebrate something like this when all this guy did was plagiarize my material. Absolutely plagiarized it. And he's got Alex Jones. Now, I've been saying for a couple of years ever since Alex Jones put out false reports about Ed and Elaine Brown, the first time that their house was burning down, and that people's houses in New Hampshire and the woods were on fire. Michael Herzog called me onto a show on RBN, and I said, that's not true. My intuition tells me it's not true. And to boot, we brought Elaine and Ed Brown on the show, and nothing was on fire. Then a couple weeks later, Alex Jones puts out the rumor that there's bullets flying and people are dead, and Ed and Elaine Brown have been shot, and that was a lie. And I went on and I debunked that story. Both times, Alex Jones had to call into the show and divert the topic, change the topic, push it in a new direction. You know, I don't listen to Alex Jones. I don't follow him. And I don't really care to, because he's an operative. He's a gatekeeper. He's a disinfo artist. And I can tell you the fact that he's publishing plagiarized material and giving it to giving the credit to Wayne Mattson, or giving him a forum to assist him in the plagiarism and the copyright infringement. Now, there's another this is really strange, because I am the one that first came out and said Christopher Story, the journalist, is alive. That the fact that he died of liver cancer is an outright lie. And Tom Hannigan came out with a story that's going around in the email and it's posted on 4winds10.com that Christopher Story was spotted in Toronto, Canada. Who spotted him? I'd like to know. I'm not saying he's not in Canada, but I find it interesting that you're going to go out and say, well, he was spotted in Toronto, Canada, and they post his picture, and you people in Toronto, if you see him, this is somehow supposed to counter the information that I brought out on my show. No one told me he was alive. I intuit that he's alive. And when you have four different people blamed for his murder, and it's a changing story day by day by the person that's been recruited to put the disinformation out there, it's obvious who's behind this. Again, it's obvious. And it so happens that I know who Christopher Story is, too. I did the research on Obama and McCain and Bush, and the truth has come out about who they are. Now, is there a new interest in this? No, because these people are still arguing the Hawaii and the Kenya thing, and that's not part of it at all. But Wayne Mattson brings up Indonesia. I am the one that brought this up about Indonesia. I am the one that did the in-depth research about no one in Indonesia recognizes this guy. No one at Columbia University recognizes this guy, or at Harvard. There are even people today that don't even know this guy's president. That's how dumbed down the people are. It's ridiculous. So what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with illusion. I did a show on illusion several times. I did what people said was a fantastic show on revealing the reality of illusion. August 3rd. Tuesday, August 3rd of this year, I did a monologue like I'm doing tonight, and it was on illusion, and I went into all the different methods and the meaning of the word illusion and how you can recognize what an illusion is. But you got to get outside the box. You have to step outside of the fear. You know, you're not only are you not doing me a favor sending me all this junk in email, but you're professing to really care about this country and about helping people, and you're not up to speed on what's happening. You're at least 2 years, 2.5 years behind, just in research. Don't placate me by telling me that you love my research and my journalism and the way I can bring out all these unknown hidden details about something and prove that we're being lied to, and turn around and send me something plagiarized from somebody else, as if this is some new revelation. You know, don't tell me that you appreciate my journalism. You haven't read it, and it's obvious. And when you're sending me an email that's nothing more than plagiarized, regurgitated version, spun a little bit, maybe a name thrown in here or there, and these names have nothing to do with the reality of who this guy is anyway. It's all intended to try to legitimize him, because it's been proven beyond a reasonable doubt that this guy is a CIA operative. All of this information is in my Three Stooges Go to Washington, Parts 3, Part 4, 5, 6, 7A, and 7B, including the listed photographs. But there are other photographs there that show how phony the rest of the Klan is, too. Those are conveniently left out. So do they give you the whole truth about where this was learned? Does Wayne Mattson give any references? Oh, he says he got this from studying some CIA books. Yeah, like they're going to just let him do that. Come on. Unless he's an agent, you know? But this isn't, I didn't read a CIA book to find this stuff. I went out there and I connected the dots, or found out which dots couldn't be connected. And then I proved why. You know, there were three pornographic pictures, one that had a code on it that resulted in these three characters known as the Dunhams showing up on a list of spies. A boatload full of spies. Or maybe the boatload is just a cover for the list of spies. Maybe the number is just a reference so that they have all the code names for all the spies. And they tried to make it look legitimate, so they put it on a shipping manifest. And they name a fictitious concentration camp. So the whole story is a psyop. Was there really a boat? Probably not. Was there a Bagnoli prison camp in Italy where they freed prisoners in 1950? Absolutely not. That's a total psyop there. Now, I'd have to say, on the basis of what I learned about Leo Wanta and I learned about Christopher Story, that Christopher Story was most likely MI6, and it was a co-venture between MI6 and the CIA so they could continue stealing money and make it look like somebody was actually doing some genuine research. And I'm not saying that there wasn't any truth in what Christopher Story wrote. But Christopher Story implying that somehow I had something to do with the murder of my friend Don Harkins was absolutely ridiculous. That was part of a setup right there, you see, because I had been doing a lot of damage to a lot of historical characters. John McCain, the fact that there was a presidential order to build the hospital where he was born over five years after he was allegedly born in Panama. And he's not on that list. That was in the second part, of the Three Stooges Go to Washington. It ends with the fact that the hospital where he was supposed to have been born wasn't built for some 7 to 7.5 years later. And that he, like Eisenhower, was an infiltrator. They were not Americans. They were not Americans. This is damning information, and it totally besmudges the history books, because we've been fed nothing but lies about that. So they have a good reason to actually go after my information, okay, to try to credit it to somebody else, as if I'm the one that has actually plagiarized someone's material. They did this with photographs of planet Balqui. Remember that? And they backdated some photos. Actually, they stole my photos, put them on a website, on some clandestine. Even I wouldn't find these photos. I wouldn't even set about trying to find them like they alleged that I did, you see. It's just a psyop, and it's a rather poor one. And I can see through it. You should be able to see through it. I'm telling you flat out what they're doing. Ken Adachi was on the show, and we talked about that. And most of these characters show up in the region where Ken Adachi lives. Then I get emails, and these are supposed to be historical accounts, and they're veiled death threats is what they are. And I don't even take it seriously, you know, because this planet is so putrid with corruption right now that to give them more than they deserve in that regard means, it's what they want. They want to be aggrandized in some way, in some artificial way. And so, I have to think of other people. They're doing the same thing to John DeCamp. Why are they doing that to him? They're saying he was with the CIA. I don't recall him ever saying that he was with the CIA. They're attributing his words, that he was. I thought he was a congressman, and he was a lawyer, and I thought he exposed the Franklin cover-up, which is the pedophile ring in Washington, D.C., and its connection to Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Lincoln Savings scandal. So that's... they mention him in the same email as if Wayne Mattson has done some brilliant research, some original research. This man, John DeCamp, former congressman, had written a book, done an independent investigation, and talked about this with William Colby. He alluded to this in many interviews, and then produced a documentary, Conspiracy of Silence. And it was supposed to air on TV, and they pulled it. They paid the producers like $250,000 of their expenses for producing it, and they pulled it. They went out, according to Mr. DeCamp, they went out on the streets of Washington, D.C., and literally lifted all the newspapers. Not all of them. Some of them got out, but the majority of them. He said something like they had 3,000 agents go out there expressly to go to all the newspaper dispensers and people's porches, mailboxes, lift all this because it exposed the pedophile ring of presidents and vice presidents and senators and congressmen. This is, that's not my research. But this is how they attack those that bring out the truth. And there were so many people just waking up to what's going on right now, but they think they've discovered something new, and they're being drugged into the same psyops over and over and over again. It's disgusting. It really is. And in a way, it's insulting because you people are pretending to be following the truth, and this has been out there for years. If you subscribe to the Idaho Observer, which I know one person that sent this email out initially did, and was representing another talk show host, and a talk show host with whom I have no qualms about, other than it's a little bit behind the eight ball and not up to speed on a lot of these topics. So, the ignorance is one thing, but don't be so ignorant that you're sending out rehashed material, stolen material. And I have a right to say that because I did the research. And those who know me well, many, many have been on my show, those who know my research well know that it's totally independent. But these agencies now, they're pretending to be you. They're pretending to be people that have emailed me in the past or called into the show or to some measure of stature in the Patriot movement. They're pretending they're sending, these people are sending me emails. Jack McLam never had an interest in my work. I talked to him several times on his own radio show, and when he was a guest on other people's radio shows, I've talked to him on conference calls. I've even prayed with him. And then someone has alleged representative of his organization email me asking me for the Bill Clinton's policy on what's called the Clinton global initiative, and that Jack Blood needs this information. They were hoping that I would have it. Well, since when do other talk show hosts now all of a sudden start calling me up for information about George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton? It's so obvious where this is coming from. And I won't even waste my time calling these people to ask them. They're going to say, what are you talking about? It's hilarious. It really is. They're really desperate. They're grasping for straws. So I can only draw conclusions that those that are doing this, they themselves are working for these agencies. Or they've been contracted by these agencies to undertake these feats. And it really is a waste of radio time. But if there's any hope for the American people, it's got to start with the people that profess to be awake and paying attention to what's going on, because you're way, way behind the eight ball. Way, way behind it. And if I sound like I'm, you know, maybe giving somebody a scolding that they don't deserve, well, no, they deserve it. If you're going to email me my material, plagiarized version of it, from Wayne Madsen or Alex Jones, then I have a reason to be upset with you, with your ignorance. I know who's behind this. It's quite simple. Anyone with half a brain knows who's behind this. But what gets me is that you're really showing your ignorance, and you should leave the Patriot Movement, what's left of it. You should leave. You should volunteer not to interfere with it, because you're putting out disinformation. Or I can assume, rightfully so, that you are also part of the same operation. I would be right to say that. And I'm getting email messages from people that I know have supported my show and my work for a long time, and I appreciate that. Turley, Jane, to mention a few. Even while I'm saying this, I'm talking about this, people are standing by. They know how long this research has been out there. You can go to my site, folks. The date is there. The date I publish this stuff is there. Or you can get copies of the Idaho Observer. It's published in the Idaho Observer, too. Not all the photographs, you know, they were careful about which ones they put up there, too. I've got people interested in my analyses of these photos. And, you know, if it's genuine, use a real name, you know. Use a real email address. It's amazing. Amazing that somebody would send me an email with and have a website that's got an IP address used by 72 different organizations, and that their physical address is a street that doesn't even exist. It's amazing. It's amazing what's out there. The name, it exists by name, but you pull up a map, it brings up a main street. It doesn't bring up Patrick Henry Court. Oh, that's supposed to sound real patriotic. That a town in Idaho has a street named Patrick Henry Court. And, you know, Jack, I don't even listen to Jack Blood. I think I've heard his show two or three times. I don't have anything, you know, positive or negative to say about the man, because I'm not into his show. I'm not into his research. But to say that Jack Blood lost some of his research and therefore he's counting on me to give it to him, I mean, talk about somebody trying to spin my wheels and waste my time. If Jack Blood is the reputation that people say he is, he's quite capable on his own to go out and do this research. He doesn't need me to do it. You're interested in the Clinton Global Initiative? Do the research. Don't email me on behalf of somebody else or go through two or three people. You see, it's another PSYOP, folks. It's another sting. And the address, the IP address, is physically located in a place that is absolutely associated with the very Nazis and communists that I exposed in all of these articles. Shawnee Springs, Kansas. That's Abwehr DVD, Dachau DVD territory. It's obvious who's behind that. So I don't have to take it, you know, as literal. I'm just saying you're receiving these emails from people too. And right away, oh, this must be true because I know the person that sent it. They're faking like they're somebody you know. And if you really do the homework, the physical homework, the forensic homework on where these emails are coming from, you're going to see that this email address or the IP address of the website, the alleged website, is involved with 72 other names. It's incredible that this is going on, and it certainly would be criminal if you or I were doing it, but, you know, it's okay for the intelligence agencies to do it. Why do they go to these extremes? Well, this is going to be just a little bit of a shift on topic, and I'm going to pick up a topic that I talked about last night and we talked about all last week. I guess we could call this show, Who's Pulling the Strings? And I've revealed who that is. And some of my guests have revealed. Some of my guests know full well. Many of them are more experienced and more learned in this area than I am. But there came a point in all the different types of research I was doing, whether it was genealogical research or research of certain scientists, or if it was research on various episodes that allegedly occurred during World War One or World War Two. You know, I read a good friend of mine and a frequent guest, a regular Thursday night guest on the show, Drew Malone Raines III, great-great-uncle, Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, penned a piece, not a real long piece, but it's a very accurate, very descriptive insider's viewpoint on the topic of war. War is a racket. And he describes all the different ways that they make money. And this is a highly decorated U.S. Marine that really knew what was going on. Likely he was murdered for voicing for telling the truth. He was murdered. One of the most decorated, if not the most decorated Marines of all time. Of the real history, he flat out tells you how it is. And you know, he was telling the truth, because when I set about my research, especially on Eisenhower, I have to tell you, because a lot of money was made on that guy, and it involved two world wars. Most people think of Eisenhower as this general that saved the United States and saved the world. But you don't hear about the millions of German soldiers that were starved and in various ways tortured and murdered long after the war was done, long after it was over. And this was outside the realm and the auspices of the Nuremberg trials. They faked the deaths of many of the Nazis and incorporated them into the U.S. intelligence agencies. One such person, I've determined, is the father of a political figure today, and it's going to be part of the Three Stooges Go to Washington series. It's amazing the dates, the recent dates that have surfaced in conjunction with some of my research and the timing of my research, and how much they want to discredit me, and you have all these psyops going on in the Internet. Well, don't believe the Internet. Don't believe my articles. Don't believe the stuff that these other people are putting out in their articles. And don't believe the Robert Gibbs, the press secretary for the White House, when he says, well, we published all the official certificates of live birth on the Internet so the people on the Internet could see them. Don't believe them either. Don't believe anything that you hear on the Internet, okay? I can easily put this in a book, and this has already been published in a newspaper. 2 years ago was published, this information. So I'm not making this up. I'm saying, why are you following these people? Why are, because they're disinfo agents. We've told you that. I've told you, and Michael Herzog was on this show. Michael hosted the show on RBN, where I was a guest, and I talked with Ed and Elaine Brown, who were very, very much alive at the time. And none of the stories Alex Jones put out were true. And I bit my tongue and refrained from criticizing this guy, because, you know, I'm not a fear monger. He is. Buy my DVD. Buy it now. We're the ones bringing you the truth, he would say. Every time he goes out and does a story, a journalistic story, somebody allegedly gets arrested or detained at a border or something like that. Oh, yeah, he snuck into Bohemian Grove, I'm sure. And then how is it that all these different journalists or film producers, documentary film producers, have the same clips, the same footage in their film? Nobody has to give credit to any of the other ones. Why is that? Well, remember, they don't credit or they don't give attribution to the real authors of this material because these guys are working for the CIA or the Mossad or MI6 or all of the above or the KGB. Throw them in there, too. Or the GRU or the Sayeret Matkal. We can get into all the different agencies. If you don't know who they are, do some research. Because many of the characters that show up on the stories about the 9/11 passenger list are members of those organizations and were part of the put options that involved those organizations. Don't you find it interesting when you trace somebody who allegedly died in Flight 11 and he ends up being the same guy, the same alias, the same parental name, surname, as his parents is published different than the original name published by the newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, all the Chicago Tribune, all the major Zionist newspapers publish these lists of victims, and the victim shows up eventually as part of a company called Homeland Security Investment. And it's got a connection to Henry Kissinger and Akamai Technologies, MIT, the Pentagon. It all connects. So we can see who these people are right away. In three or four steps, you can see that it all is interconnected. They don't like the fact that that truth comes out. So they send their agents out to steal their material and publish it as if it's their own, or be very ambivalent or very, very vague about the source of the information. How is it that these guys that write for Alex Jones don't have to show where they get their information? How is it? How is it that you don't demand that, but people demand that of me as a journalist? They demand that I show them references or the source of the information that I find. And I used to publish it, but it's a waste of time because they pull the links off the web. If I've gotten it from a document somewhere on the Internet, I suppose I can just waste all my time in posting the articles, the actual pieces, or the actual documentation from which that information was extracted. But you won't read the information. Or you say, oh, yeah, I read it. I read all your work. But you don't have comprehension. You know, because you would say instantly, you know what, that's Don Nikoloff's research there. That's the picture I saw in Don Nikoloff's article. I don't expect you to memorize it, but you should have a feel for it. This was original research. Don Harkins, my publisher and editor, said that to you, the listening audience, many times on my show. This is extremely original research, brand new research. Because it's debunking history. It's showing that history is a lie. And the reasons for war is a lie. Major General Smedley Darlington Butler wrote about that, War is a Racket. And Drew Raines has been preaching that for years. long before I ever had a radio show, Drew Raine's been talking about that. That's his great-great uncle. And can you blame anyone for being proud of one of their relatives that brought the truth forth, actually gave his life in revealing the truth? And we tell you, yeah, there are risks involved in doing this kind of work. We're taking the risk. You're not. We're taking it, but we're not asking for anything. You don't have to send us money. You know, that really shows you what it's all about, because I've never listened to 5 minutes of radio with Alex Jones without him asking you to buy something from him. If it's not investing in gold, you know, if all the gold is gone, where are these guys getting gold from? Or are they selling you certificates and not telling you? You know, are you buying gold, and do you know you have 100% or 99.999% pure gold? Do you know that for sure? Oh, it's just one scam after another. And I started talking about a few minutes ago, before I digressed, I started talking about who's pulling the strings and the fact that there are wars going on in space, and there have been for a long time. Over a year, but greatly ramped up, greatly increased in the last 3 to 4 months. And I've been feeling this, and I know some other people who have been feeling this on another level. Do I spend all my time looking at that? No, I'm looking at all kinds of things. Now they're telling us, in one breath, they're telling us that the Gulf of Mexico oil leak, the Deepwater Horizon leak, has been permanently capped. Now they're calling that well dead. Do you really accept that as the truth? I mean, is it dead? What about the doors that we saw down there at the bottom of the ocean, opening up and revealing someone peering in and something, some creature crawling out of the room and the door closing while we were seeing the oil leak? And then the door opening again, and then some vehicles turning on their headlights in the upper left-hand corner of the picture. I mean, this is supposed to be occurring in the bottom of the sea. And now they're telling us unequivocally that the well is dead. Well, they stopped pumping it 100 days after they started on May 3rd of 2009. They started pumping that. And there was a second well, a B well, part of the same Tiber oil field. And that well, they ran for 100 days, starting on April 15th, 2009, and they shut that well off. Then they announced that they were drilling 4,129 feet at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, not 5,000. There's a big difference between 4,129 and 5,000. That's the information they published. BP published that information. September 1st, 2009. Then you had a skirmish going on between Citadel Investments in Chicago. Boy, it's always somebody in Chicago. And Teza Technologies, Teza Trading, and what was the third aspect of it? Teza IT. And this was nothing but, you know, KGB operatives. By name, anyway, starting up another company and causing Citadel all kinds of grief, getting them in court and having this lawsuit go on. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs is getting ready to pull another Ponzi scheme, which they did. And by intuition and by finding the needles in the haystack, I came to the conclusion that something, they knew that they were going to do this in November of 2009. And I stated so on a show, on several shows. And that the White House, who said they didn't know about this until April 20th, and then later on said that they knew about it February 13th, actually they didn't say that, BP said they told them that. Well, that wasn't the whole truth. They probably went to them at the end of November. November 24th is the date I came up with, that they planned to do this thing in the Gulf, and that they told the White House about it on the 30th of November, 2009. And then by March, they knew in 2010 that they were ready to do this, and they put out put option notices on April 14th, 6 days before the event. There's that number six again. They're a little satanic number. So they put out a notice that you could buy shorts on these put options on the Gulf of Mexico, but they used the term Gulf of Mexico by using the name of the company, Transocean Limited. Those were their wells. So Transocean Limited shares were going to go on the auction block, basically. Get them while you can. Get them while they're hot. 6 days later, we have this event in the Gulf, which really was more about BP making money on Corexit 9500 dispersant. You know, I've seen this dispersant in some other parts of the country, too. I've seen it being shipped around through Nalco, the company that that produces this. And it's in some really big containers. These look like the containers that they use to empty out outhouses. Maybe some of you have seen those before, where they pull in a truck, and the truck basically sticks a hose down the hole of the outhouse, and they transfer all the waste into one of these big plastic containers. Huge things. They got like two of them on the back of a truck. Sort of a pickup type truck with a rail, a wooden railing for a tailgate in the back. And this is what's making people sick, but they're making money hand over fist, putting millions of gallons of this stuff into the Gulf of Mexico, destroying life and people's lives. Then there's the flurry of emails about how people are bleeding from various orifices in their body. And I don't doubt this, but then the same people are sending out emails asking you to rescue somebody who wants to move out of the Gulf. Why don't they do it? Instead of sending the emails, why don't they get up off their rear end and make the move for those people, if that's real? But it's more disinformation. It's more fear-mongering. Because ultimately, and we said this on this show, they want people to desert their houses so they can go in and steal them, like they did in Louisiana, New Orleans, during Hurricane Katrina. And they talked about how FEMA was going to save all these people. They had 25 or 26,000 mobile homes. Remember those mobile homes, folks? And now the scuttlebutt on the mobile homes is that they leak formaldehyde, and people are coming down with cancer and all kinds of permanent respiratory problems. We don't even know how many people have died in their sleep from breathing those fumes, but somebody made a killing on those motorhomes, or those mobile homes, I should say. And they were parked, I remember, for years in Arkansas. There were 25 or 26,000 of these things that were never used. And there were people still living out on the streets. Couldn't get in touch with these. I saw some of these trailers being driven up in Indiana. What is it? They give somebody this mobile home and the person drives out of the state, goes to another state, goes across country with it. I suppose people are free to go, but there should be some kind of stipulations on this. Taxpayers paid for this stuff, and they were not safe to live in. Leaking formaldehyde. It's just appalling what's going on in this country. They're putting this stuff in our food, in our drinking water, and they're putting it in beverages that you buy in stores. They want to prevent you from getting nutritious food, from growing your own garden. I mean, you can really get hung up on that. But while the smoke and mirrors, all these different things that they plan to do to you and me and to all of us, while that's going on, they're still stealing the money. That theme is a recurring one. They're still stealing the money. They're planning your demise or our demise, and they're all the while pretending like none of that's happening. Officially now, the recession yesterday was declared over. Have you seen that reflected in any way in your own life? Other than they put that out in the propaganda media and in a few, I haven't seen in any emails yet. But, you know, this is, you know, this is, again, it's just over and over and over. The corruption just never stops. And as much as we alert you to the fact, and I'm not the only one doing this, folks. Our guests on this show do this. Guests on other shows are doing this. The hosts on some other shows. You can probably count the number of really good, honest hosts that are on the ball, know what's happening on one hand. Maybe I'm wrong. I'd really like to be wrong on that. I listen to a lot of talk radio, and when I'm listening to the source and then I start to hear them accrediting mainstream media as the ones that broke these stories, nothing's further from the truth. Mainstream media is all about mind control and petty, senseless stuff about celebrities that have absolutely no talent and are picked just because they have a particular following and they want to engineer some kind of a chaotic situation. They want to engineer it from the ground up, and so they say this person is in rehab or this person is been released from court, and that there's regular people that can go out. Folks, ask yourself a question: why is it that if this is really true, that 100 or so people or 1,000 people can get together and complain that the penalty for somebody violating parole or breaking the law, flat out breaking the law, repeatedly getting arrested for drug use or alcoholism or something like that, why are these people let off the hook by a little bit of pseudo-political pressure or societal pressure that these people really think she's getting the short end of the stick? And we have proven to you time and again that politicians are stealing trillions of dollars and these people aren't put before a firing squad. I mean, where is the justice? Think about that. Well, they make, see, the intention is to hoodwink you and to brainwashing you into thinking that the story about this poor, pathetic little actress who has, you know, maybe as much talent as you can put into a thimble. I don't even know. To tell you the truth, maybe I'm ignorant, and I was in the entertainment business because of music. Maybe I'm just stupid in that regard. What does she do? What has she done of that warrants all this attention? And yet still, the people that steal billions and trillions of dollars right in front of your face. We're telling you about this. And have been for many years. They should be in front of a firing squad by now. And people know that can't happen. That can't happen. But, you know, bring Charlie Sheen on the Alex Jones show and everybody wants to talk about 9/11 as an inside job just because Charlie Sheen's talking about it, regurgitating diluted versions of serious research. And I don't mean to sound like I'm picking on Charlie Sheen, but at the same time, he was having marital problems with Denise Richards, and that became the big news. See, there was a diversionary tactic behind all of this. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that mass murder was committed. Who's coming out talking about it? You're worshiping idols, those of you who are professing to be Christians. You're worshiping idols. And you don't even have to be a Christian to follow God's Ten Commandments. There was nothing in there that said you have to be a Christian to follow those Ten Commandments. So the Ten Commandments of God are not exclusive to Christianity. They're intended for the whole planet, minus the reptilians, of course, because there's no mention of the reptilians in there either. Thou shalt not bear false witness. And yet that's exactly what they do. And they're doing this. The leaders of the churches are doing this. And you don't smell that. You don't smell the stench that comes from that. Or the churches, you know, they tell us that we have a very unique form of government here in the United States that's unlike any other in the world. What's really the truth of that is it's because it's 100% a criminal organization from top to bottom. That's the real truth of the matter. But they want you to think that we have separation of church and state. Well, then where do 501c3 corporations come in? Where's the IRS, which is an illegal foreign corporation? Where do they come into that picture of separation of church and state? That was a constitutional principle that had nothing to do with politics, but to guarantee that politics would keep its filthy nose out of religion. And you have people promoting a country with the religion. Has nothing to do with it, but they use that as a basis. Oh, and to listen now, Sarah Palin's daughter was on Dancing with the Stars. This is news now. Don't you see the mind control people? Don't you see how you've been brainwashed and they're continuing to brainwash you? Don't you see that? It's beyond me that you don't see that. And you all watch those shows. I have to say, I don't. I had to ask people, what's Dancing with the Stars? They say, well, they bring a celebrity out. Sometimes they're a dancer. Sometimes none of them are dancers. But they bring somebody out, and these people work on doing a dance routine. Is that what life is about? We're going to watch people be judged about how they work out a dance routine? And what political connection or what connection to somebody else they have? You know, what does that mean? I never said that Barack Obama is related to George Bush, but I got people telling me, you know, oh, you know, this is, what's my take on this? Well, the only way they can be related is if they're reptilians. Can I say it any simpler than that? And they're both caught on film shape-shifting, so it falls into that category. There's nothing more to write about it. Go on YouTube and look at all the shape-shifting videos. I didn't produce them. I mean, I can recognize when there's trick photography, and I've got photographs of him shape-shifting anyway. Would that go back to World War II? So, you know, I know quite a bit about shape-shifting. I've watched many people shape-shift before my eyes on TV, in the movies, and even in person. Many of you have seen it. You just don't recognize that you've seen it. But, you know, this is part of the truth that they don't want coming out. They don't want you to know that there's serious warfare going on in space. I'm not mongering fear here. I'm not a fear monger. I'm just telling you like it is. And I told you, if you want to see it, get yourself some night vision goggles or night vision binoculars. And you can hook it up to a video camera or a camera, if you know how, you can take pictures of it. You can see it for yourself. I'm not the one creating the war. I'm not the one fighting the battles. But they're going on, and you're not being told about it. You're being spoon-fed a diet of ridiculous stories about the neuroses and the dysfunctional lives of people you worship, even though God instructed us not to worship idols. And how can you say that you're following God and worshiping idols at the same time? Don't you see the hypocrisy of that? Is that the foundation of your religious convictions? Or maybe you're not religious. You know, pardon me. You're just into the brainwashing, propagandized mind control of television and radio and movies. And therefore, I have no place in telling you what to like. That's not what I'm saying. Recognize it for what it is. See it in the way I'm describing it to you. Who gives a hoot about Sarah Palin? If you did a little bit of research on Sarah Palin, you'd see that Henry Kissinger is her handler. Isn't that interesting how many people he handled throughout his illustrious career as an infiltrator, a Nazi infiltrator of the United States. Isn't it interesting some of the characters that he handled? Just yesterday, somebody was telling me how wonderful Bob Hope was. Oh, he was a funny comedian. He was funny in the movies. But Bryce Taylor describes him as the MK Ultra handler for the presidential model that she was mind controlled her whole life, and her daughter, and how they had to sexually service the president and a variety of celebrities, male and female. And she told stories that seemed to fit all the other stories about the Bushes and the Clintons and on. Many, many pathetic stories about people who are worshipped in entertainment. And she wrote about that. Bryce Taylor wrote about that in her book, Thanks for the Memory. Jenna Dotti went to her defense and her aid when he discovered websites that were posting that free of charge to ruin her ability to earn a living. She told the truth. They stole the book. They infringed on her copyright and put that material out there. I don't earn a living, folks, for my research. I don't ask you to send me money for the research that I do. You have not shared any of the expenses I incur being on the Internet. Nor does the CIA or any other intelligence agency. That's the reality. That's the reality. And I know many other talk show hosts and journalists that are in the same position. Why? Why send me money? For what? What price can you put on the truth? You know, the truth really is priceless, and therefore you shouldn't be accepting money for putting out the truth. Now, if it's a matter of survival, if it becomes a vocation, and it's an honorable vocation, maybe to, you know, if people are soliciting funds to produce a movie, then that might be a different story, okay? Because, you know, money does grow on trees. It's made from trees. But it's not everybody has a money tree. How do these people afford these elaborate productions? And I have to tell you that the video work is not equivalent to the audio stream on GCN. GCN sounds like somebody took a ham radio or a shortwave radio and ran it through an egg beater and can continue to do it throughout the course of the broadcast. For all the money that they're taking in on DVDs and all the stuff that they peddle, all the merchandise they peddle to you, which is your emotional attachment, that earns your loyalty because you bought a product from somebody that makes them a good guy. Oh, they have to be a good guy because I wouldn't have given them my hard-earned money for that product if they weren't. And to find out that they aren't a good guy, that they're operating as disinfo agents, that they're aiding and abetting people who infringe on the copyright or slander and libel and defame others, And let me tell you, folks, you're going to have some waking up to do in that regard, too, very soon. I've alluded to that on a number of shows. And their tactics are like the ones that the stupid intel gaffes that the CIA and the FBI, even the FBI is involved in those. Oh, yeah, they set up stings on all kinds of people. But the stings are designed to bring the people down so they don't blow their cover of their corruption. You've all heard about good cops and bad cops. There are a heck of a lot of bad policemen, too, and some bad sheriffs. You know, an elderly person in a wheelchair is stopped in an airport and tasered to death. Or a young woman who's rushing to get to her plane, produces all the necessary documentation, goes through the whole thing, but they want to play their games. And she dies in the Phoenix airport. Hundreds of people dying from being electrocuted. Since when do the police have the right to electrocute people? No, they call it tasing or tasering. It is electrocution. They're actually meting out a death sentence to these people without a trial. And it's swept under the rug. They're authorized to do that. This is the kind of insanity that's going on. Or the invading of foreign countries and the rounding up of innocent people and torturing them, putting them for years in a prison camp, like Guantanamo Bay, or like the stuff that went on at the Abu Ghraib in Iraq. I'm not saying there aren't any evil people in any of those countries. There are evil people in every country. And they're all connected to the Satanists and the reptilians. They're all in the same faction. Their modus operandi are similar in each case, or they dovetail one into the other. I've never embarked upon any assault on the illustrious Michael Aquino of the Temple of Set in California. Others I know have, but I haven't. But I'm being accused by one Dr. Len Horowitz of being one of his agents. I mean, how ridiculous can you get? How is Horowitz the first person to know of Chris Dorey's death? Yet Tom Hennigan came out very recently, I think yesterday, with a story saying he's alive. It's amazing. But, folks, I've used up my time, and we do have to say goodnight. So I am grateful that you listened in to the show, and I want to have you tune in again tomorrow night. You know, when the defamatory accusations stop, I will stop. When the defamation, the libel, and slander stops, I will stop addressing the issue. And I'm just bringing out the facts, folks. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for tuning in, and join me again tomorrow night for another show. I will have another great guest on tomorrow night. My guest will be none other than, well, who's on my schedule? Let's take a quick peek here. Let's see. Tomorrow night we have Mr. Michael Anthony. So we'll be talking about probably some of these things and maybe a few health issues as well. Special thanks to Don Newsom on the sound at BBS Radio, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all you, the listening audience, for tuning in. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.